So as people trickle into the room, just use these moments as an opportunity to ground yourself here. And maybe use these sounds as a marker of transition, that you're transitioning from wherever you're coming from to this space for an hour and a half. And as much as possible, allow yourself to put any concerns, anxieties, excitements, anything that's going on in your life, kind of put them to the side for a short time and just be here as much as possible. Feel your feet on the ground, your body in its seated position, being supported. And gradually and gently allow your attention to follow the sensations of your breathing, to rest on the breathing. Whatever sensations are most prominent to you, it could be through the nostrils, it could be the belly, the abdomen, could be the overall body, fluctuations in the body. Just rest with those sensations for a minute or two. And allow your attention to be very loose and gentle as you do so. Not too much focus to where you're rigid or too much effort, but just very loose, almost effortless. Now for a moment, consider where you are in space, literally, this room. So you're aware that you're in this room, in this building. And I'd like for you to begin to contemplate who may have contributed to you being here. This place, this moment, right now, in some very concrete ways. So let's start with the seat you're sitting in. Just for a couple of moments, can you think of who might have been involved in constructing this seat, this chair, couch? Placing it in this room. Even the placement of the chairs for this class here right now. Who might have contributed to this? You might not have specific people or faces in mind, but you can reflect on whose job it was to make these objects of furniture, or perhaps to sell them or buy them or move them into this room. And now broaden your awareness out a little bit to the entire room. Everything that's in the room, the lights, decorations, construction. How did this room come to be here in this moment, the way it is? And let your mind dance around to explore all the people who might have been involved. Maybe even architects, construction workers, And now remember what you yourself are here in this room for, why you're here. You're obviously here for this class, this compassion class. Think of the countless people who may have been involved even in this program existing, this curriculum. Do you remember how you found out about it, how you heard about it, and how you decided to be here? And even right now, there might be someone making accommodations for you at a place of employment or family or what have you, so that you may be here. And then think about the countless people who've practiced these actual meditations or other meditations similar to these, who designed these meditations, who thought about compassion, developed these exercises over many years, countless years really. And let your mind expand and consider all of this. Consider for a moment the countless other people who are supporting the lives of the people who have supported you being here, the space in this class. And you might even capture a sense of awe that there's really no way for our minds to hold it all at once. In a sense, it's this ever-widening circle of interdependence. Each person, each situation depends on so many causes and conditions. And allow yourself to acknowledge that you yourself are playing that supportive role in the lives of countless others, some of whom you know, many of whom you don't know. That your words, your actions, your contributions are supporting countless other situations, persons, whether you know it or not. Now simply bring your awareness back to your breath and your breathing. Just noticing each breath in and each breath out. Feel your feet on the earth, on the floor, and your hands in your lap, or wherever they may be. And then in silence, at your own pace, open your eyes and maybe look around, take in the environment, others.